You're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Birmingham Southern Head Men's Soccer Coach Preston Goldfarb. And Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Coach, you start your 29th season at the helm of the Birmingham Southern Men's Soccer Program. Just sort of take me through your thought process as you enter another preseason.
Let's see. Well, it's interesting. This year, for the first time now in 4 years, we're finally eligible to compete for a real championship and with the possibility of going to the NCAA tournament. So it makes preseason a little bit different, although we've approached it the same every year. It's just kind of a new feeling for us. It's one that we used to have but didn't have for the last 4 years, so it's kind of fun, actually.
Coach, 5-9-4 a season ago, 2-6-3 in SCAC play. What did your team learn over the course of last year?
That we weren't very good. We weren't consistent, and we lost too many one-goal games where we were either tied or leading at some point during the game, and then it fell apart. I think we've got a senior-dominated team this year, and we feel real good about the fact that their leadership will help us get where we need to go. You know, they've all suffered for 3 years. When they came here, they knew for 3 years they wouldn't be able to play for anything. And so now there's a renewed enthusiasm about them. And coming off of last year, I think it's going to help us. It certainly can't get worse, that's for sure.
Coach, you talk about that renewed enthusiasm. Obviously, having gone through your four-year transitional period and now a full active Division III member, you sort of talked about it a little bit, but can you feel a difference in camp this year as opposed to years past?
I do. I think there's a sense of urgency about them that now it counts, and this is for real. And I sense that for the first time since they were freshmen, everyone reported in outstanding condition. So we don't have to spend so much time on conditioning as we have in years past. So I think that was the first step in that we reported in ready to go, and that makes it easier for us for our training purposes. So I feel good about that.
I know it has to be easier for training purposes as well. As you mentioned, with that senior-laden team, you have a group of seven seniors. What does this group mean to the team, especially in terms of leadership moving forward?
Well, I think they've shown a lot. You know, to be honest with you, this group of seniors has been leaders since they came here as freshmen, and so we've looked to them. It was a class that we tried to put together in 2008 that we knew in 2011 would be their senior year, and we would hope that group, that nucleus of that group, would be able to carry us. And so we're relying very heavily on that to happen. As long as we can stay healthy, I think we have a great shot at doing that.
Coach, you returned a lot of experience. You turned your top eight scorers from a year ago, including the top three who are all a part of that senior class. I know any coaching staff has to be excited about returning that kind of experience to a team.
Absolutely. I think it's going to help us down the road. We feel like that. I mean, we certainly, in two of their 3 years, in 2008 and then last year, we certainly didn't set the world on fire by the way we played, but I think we've learned a lot from that. We were in every single game last year but one, and outside of that, I think that we realize that we can compete at this level and we can make a run for a championship.
Coach, this season the SCAC will be shifting from the round robin format and how we determine the NCAA AQ to the SCAC tournament at the end of the year. Of course, the top three teams from each division will meet there in Birmingham for the SCAC tournament at the end of the season. Just talk about the excitement that you guys have, not only having the opportunity to host it, but hopefully having the opportunity to play for it, and looking forward to that as well.
Well, I think it's good. I'm not real sure about that, though. The top three from the – I thought it was just the top six overall. I'm a little bit that's kind of confusing to me, what you just said. It was originally set up for divisions, and then for some reason it changed to where now it's only based on the total record of the top six teams out of the 12 go. Is that not right?
I thought... Oh, Hey, Dwayne. He just went out to pick his son up. I thought it was the top three from each division. I guess it could have changed, but I'm not sure. I was originally thought it was
not sure either. Yeah. Now, so, but I think regardless of that, I think you know, we told our guys that, you know, we're hosting, and that if we're not one of the top six, they're gonna be great ball boys. So we put an emphasis on making the top six. That's our first goal, and we certainly feel like we can do that.
Coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your group as preseason has unfolded this year?
Honestly, it's the first time that I can remember in a long time that every one of our players reported in and made the run. We had one that didn't, but he made the very next day. So out of the 23 players, 22 of them passed the fitness test the very first day. We haven't had that, and I can't remember when. So that's been the biggest surprise for us overall.
Coach, each season obviously brings you know, different teams together and a unique dynamic with seniors graduating and an incoming freshman coming in. Just talk about the group of freshmen that you've brought in this year, and do you feel like you have some guys that can help this team and make an impact going forward this year?
Yeah, I mean, we've got six freshmen. We feel that four of them are going to make an immediate contribution. There's a couple that we feel are going to develop throughout the course of the season and still make a contribution, but we feel very comfortable with four of those six making an immediate impact in our team and our program. And so that we felt this freshman class coming in is a very, very strong class.
Coach, the SCAC is a competitive league in terms of men's soccer, really from top to bottom. Just talk about the competition within the league and what makes it so competitive from the top to the bottom.
You know, it is a competitive conference in soccer. You know, when you've got the big dog in Trinity always there, it gives you something to shoot for. You know, we were when we were in AI, basically we were in that same role every year. We were the team that everybody wanted to beat, and we had a lot to live up to. And in Division One, it was a different team, but we were making a statement. And now in D3, we find it's Trinity, and you know, they're great, the great team. And that's the beauty of this conference, is the competition is so keen that it can't help but make you recruit better and help you in your training and preparing for the season. And when you have a team like Trinity, and we had in DePaul the previous years and Center, it's a very, very, very competitive soccer conference. And, you know, that's the thing I'm going to miss the most about this, is that the new division in 2012 is I think we were an elite conference for soccer, and I hate to see that go away. Colorado College is another team that's a very, very solid team year in and year out. And it's just it's a terrific conference, and it gives you something to aspire to in your training to try and knock those guys off the block.
Coach, what's been the toughest challenge you've faced at coaching in the SCAC?
Beating Trinity. you know, no, really, the toughest thing was trying to figure out Division III. You know, for all these years, we've had scholarships to offer kids to come in, and now you have to get kids to come here that play the game because they love it. So it gets back to what it's all about, and that you play because you love the game, not because somebody's paying you to play the game. And so that's been the biggest transition for me in trying to understand how to recruit to Division III and the mentality of Division III. Although we never have, even in NAI or Division I, we never thought of ourselves as any of those alphabets, and we don't in Division III. We just always think of ourselves as a try to become a top level soccer program, regardless of what division or hierarchy that we're in.
And finally, Coach, just finish this sentence for me. The 2011 Birmingham Southern men's soccer team will be successful if what happens?
We'll be successful if we do the simple things. If we play our usual simple game unusually well.
Birmingham Southern head men's soccer coach Preston Goldfarb, again, the Panthers open up their 2011 campaign September 2nd at home against Blackburn. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
My pleasure. Thanks. Here's Garner now.